Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Macon8.com, and it is Barrel Racing Bulldogging Tuesday. We're going to bring all the action to you, going to let you know what's going on. We want to hear from you. Our call-in number, 646-915-9940. You got questions or comments about barrel racing, bulldogging, shoot, we'll talk about anything rodeo. Feel free to give us a call right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. We're also taking calls talking about a little cowboy logic. So if you got some cowboy logic for the fans out there, give us a call. We want to hear from you. We're also taking the complaints out there. So if you've got some complaints, something just not sitting right on this Tuesday afternoon, feel free to give us a call. We'll take them from you. Now, we started things off yesterday with the Rough Stock Monday. We're talking about a lot of the PBR action going on in Vegas. We've got the Wrangler National Finals coming up just a little over a month away, and really looking forward to that out there. We're taking the most memorable Vegas moment from you. So if you have a real memorable Vegas moment, doesn't have to necessarily be rodeo, but if you've got a good memory of Vegas, we want to hear from you. 646-915-9940. Now, if you want to hear what my most memorable moment of Vegas was, you're going to have to wait till Thursday at the end of the week. We'll talk about it. So make sure you keep tuning in to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, and we'll bring it to you. We're going to take our first break here. Rodeo fans, want to let you all know that this first break is brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. That's right. If it wasn't for Blog Talk, we would not be here broadcasting live over the Internet. So want to thank y'all and thank Blog Talk Radio. Also, Winding Trails Ranch right here in Miami City, Florida. Over 500 acres, got a covered arena, beautiful facility, and they have some great stock down there. Great horses. You can use them for all around rodeos or just out in the woods. Great, great horses. And so go check them out, WindingTrailsRanch.com. You can find them right here on Macon8.com. Just check out our links page, and you'll see them right there. We're going to take our first break here, fans. Want to let you all know that we have got some of our friends there on Twitter are just having – they're having a Monday on a Tuesday. So you know what? We're going to play a little song for them. How about some Sugar Land and It Happens? Y'all stay tuned to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Macon8.com.
My alarm clock ringing, woke up, telephone screaming, boss man singing his same old song. We've been late about an hour, no cup of coffee, no shower, walk of shame with two different shoes on.
Ain't no rhyme or reason, no complicated meaning. Ain't
saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
All right. There you go with a little Sugar Land, and it happens. That one's going out to our good friends out there on Twitter. We know they're having a rough Tuesday. They're calling it a Monday on a Tuesday. So want to wish you the best out there, and hopefully your day will get a little bit better. Also want to let the fans know that we are on the chat room, so if you scroll down the page while you're tuning in right here to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, you'll be able to find us right there on the chat room. Stop in, say hey to us. If you don't want to get on the phone and give us a call, you can always leave us a comment or a question right there on the chat page. And we are taking the cowboy logics. We're also taking some complaints. And you know what? We're talking some rodeo right here on a barrel racing bulldogging Tuesday on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. So we definitely want to take your calls. We also want to know what the most memorable Vegas moment is for you. So if you've got a good Vegas moment, we want to hear from you. You know, we got the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo coming up in December out there. You know, Macon 8 was out there last year with Rob Smets covering the Thunder Equa Games, and, man, we had a great time. Don't know if we're going to be able to make it back this year just due to sponsorships and things like that. But, hey, you never know. You know, we might be able to pack that bag. We are mobile. We can run in a hurry. So we're still looking for them sponsors and try to get things done so we can get out there and get some good national finals coverage going on out there. But speaking of the national finals, the PRCA actually starting off their gold tour right here this past weekend in Kansas City. The American Royale, Kansas, started things off last weekend and was the first event for the 2011 season. And we got some steer wrestling, you know, talk about. We got some barrel racing to talk about. I guess Susan K. Smith and Tanya Rennick were the ones that they tied for first place right now going into this weekend. Now, the weekend will actually, or the event itself, will go from the 21st to the 23rd, which was this past weekend, and it will carry over to the 29th and 30th, which is this next weekend. So look forward to that, and, you know, they've got a big event rolling right there. You know, from what I understand, it was a pretty good event down there. Luke Branquino, I guess, was the leader for the steer wrestling on two-head, and Dane Hanna was in second, so great job from those guys. He also won the first round, so great job for those cowboys in the steer wrestling. Like I said, we got the barrel racing, and Susan K. Smith was your first round winner, and Anessa Self was your second round winner. So look forward to seeing what this weekend holds for the PRCA as they kick things off for 2011. Should be a great time. Now, if you want to say hey to us, make sure you press the 1 on your phone so we know you want to talk to us. If not, you can just tune in, and we want to thank all of our listeners out there for catching on to what we got going here on Macon8.com. We got a lot to talk about. There's some upcoming events. The Wrangler Heartland Tour, barrel racing in Shawnee, Oklahoma, is going to be going on this weekend, and should be a great event down there. Some good added money for the barrel racers, so you know, look forward to that, the Wrangler Heartland Tour barrel racing, and catch the events, and we'll talk about it next week on our barrel racing show. We'll kind of get you the results, hopefully. We've also got November 13th in Hope, Arkansas. NBHA is putting on an event down there. It'll be Saturday, November 13th, so it should be a good event over that way. And November 20th, that's right, November 20th right here in Lakeland, Florida, right here in our backyard. It's going to be a WPRA-sanctioned barrel racing deal. It's going to be a bulls and barrels. And the proceeds go for the Toys for Tots. So make sure that you get over there and check them out. It's going to be a great opportunity to support a great cause. And, of course, if you can't make it there, if you're too far out of the area, you can always check out Macon8.com. We're going to be doing a live broadcast there on November 20th. And so you'll be able to catch all the action from your right there from behind your computer. Should be a great time. And we're also going to be November 19th, going to be right there at Cumbie Arena in Lakeland, Florida. We're going to be covering the Cumbie Rodeo Association. It's a youth rodeo, and they are having their final event of the season. So we're going to be there covering that as well. So you can tune in on November 19th and 20th to MakingHay.com as we bring you live video feed from Lakeland, Florida. Should be a great time. We've got a few more events going to be coming up here. We're going to talk about them shortly. We're going to take a quick break. Want to let you know this next break is going to be brought to you by Ride Rank for Cure. That's right. It is still National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we want to bring out the recognition to Ride Rank for a Cure, doing a great job. Not just breast cancer, but they're also helping out those with different kinds of cancer. So Ride Rank for a Cure. Whether you're on a horseback or you're on a rank bull, it's time to ride rank. And I also want to let you know about Five Star Unplugged. That's right. Five Star Unplugged is going to be in Las Vegas during the NFR. Going to be at the Tropicana hosting a mess load of events down there. So make sure you check out Five Star Unplugged. They're located on our links page as well. They're on MakeItAid.com. Find out the information. Find out their schedule, where they're going to be. They're going to be broadcasting live. They're going to be having some live video audio events. Some great coverage down there. So make sure you get over there and check out Five Star Unplugged. We're going to take another short break here, rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingHay.com. And how about it? It wouldn't be a Tuesday afternoon talking a little barrel racing and bulldog with a little bit of Gretchen Wilson. How about the Redneck Woman?
Too hard.
World Champion Rob Smets, and whether you're riding a bronc or roping a steer, you need boots you can count on. Only Ariat boots provide you the support, stability, and comfort you can rely on day in and day out. Ariat's four levels of technology allow you to pick the boot that gives you the maximum support for your best performance. And the variety of styles, colors, and premium leathers lets you pick a boot that suits your personal style. When your performance needs to be top-notch, be sure you're wearing Ariat, the brand that'll keep you on your feet when the going gets tough. Visit a store near you and try Ariat boots today to experience the difference.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Radio Show right here on MakingHate.com. We're here bringing it to you, talking a little barrel racing, bulldogging Tuesday. And I want to let you all know that we still got phone lines open, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to take those calls. We're talking a little cowboy logic, taking your complaints. We're also looking for the most memorable Vegas moment. So, you know, we got the Wrangler National Finals coming up in just a little over a month. And, you know, Making Eight was out there last year. We're going to talk a little bit about it on Thursday when we're talking a little bullfighting Thursday. You know, we're going to highlight some of the bullfighting that went on at the PBR finals and just have a great time. So we're going to let you know what our most memorable Vegas moment was on Thursday. Make sure y'all tune in to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. We got some more events coming your way. We got them started off in January 28th through the 30th. And this came in from a good friend of mine located in Mississippi. They're going to be having an event down there in Van Cleve, Mississippi. It's going to be a Patty Joe Higdon Barrel Racing Clinic is going to be going on down there. And that's a great opportunity to get out there, get your young ones out there, get your horses out there, and really run through this clinic. Should be a great opportunity. It's going to be located in Van Cleve, Mississippi. So for more information, get a hold of us. We'll put you in contact with the right people. Also, January 30th, after the deal, the clinic that's going to be going on right there in Van Cleve, they're going to be having a fundraiser. It's going to be a 4D barrel race. They're going to have youth. It's going to be all the way up, so it's a great opportunity. You kind of put your money in the pot, win a little jackpot deal. They are going to have some added money, still yet to be determined, but should be a good time. And the proceeds go to the Youth 4-H Club down there. So you know what? And for nothing else, it's a great opportunity to get your kids down there for a weekend, really spend some time going through a clinic, you know, teaching them the ropes of barrel racing, and then getting out there and putting on a good event to help sponsor a great cause. The Youth of America, you know, starts with the 4-H, and should be a great opportunity. So make sure you check it out. If you want more information, feel free to contact us right there on MakingHate.com, and we'll be happy to bring it to you. You know what? We're still waiting on them callers now. If you guys, you know, have the opportunity, give us a call right there on your lunch hour. We'll be happy to take them. If not, we're going to wind things down. We still got about just under 10 minutes left in our show, and we're going to break out with another couple songs here. You know, we played the one song for a girl that's having a rough time out there, and wouldn't you know it, it'd be a band that she just doesn't care for. So, you know what? We got to find a good one here, just kind of scrolling down through the list, seeing what we can kind of come up with for our good friend over there on the West Coast. I know she's having a rough day, and we're going to try to pick it up for her. So let's see what we can come up with right here. You know what? I'm just thinking about it, and I think that we'll come out with a good one here. Let me see if I can't find it in our song list. I know I got it in here somewhere. You know, we actually got some good tweets this weekend while we had a lot of the fans out there at the PBR, and I know they had a really good time. But this one here is going to go out. You know, it kind of makes you think about things, kind of pick you up when you're down. You know you got a rough time coming ahead of you, too. It's not going to get any easier, so you know, how about a little Colby Yates, one of the guys we saw at the PBR finals here this past weekend, and heading to the rodeo.
Me and my boy came to the rodeo. Gonna fill our pockets so low. seats right back. Gonna stick my hand up in that rope. 99 in a better line of children. And them fans are standing up on their feet. They're gonna make a hero out of me. Cause you know you wanna win the round. But when that brindle comes around, you better got your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. And go on and lift the leg and spur. You got to get up in the neck. Step off and pick up your chain. Yeah. Know it's been a long, hard road. You're fighting your head because you're going broke. With your head held way down low. Hit up your buddy at the rodeo. Now you pick your chin up off the ground. Said, boy, you better listen to me now. You know you wanna win the round. But when that brindle comes around, you better cock your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg of spur. You got to get up in the net. Step off and pick up your chain, yeah.
Frank Newsom, and you're listening to Making8.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Making8.com. That's right. You're listening to us on a barrel racing bulldogging Tuesday. We're talking a little rodeo with you. We let you know what's going on, what we know about. Want to remind you that we have got our show tomorrow right here, same time, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And you can check us out. We're going to be talking a little roping Wednesday, and we'll be happy to take your calls. We're also looking for some cowboy logic, taking your complaints, and we want to know what the most memorable Vegas moment is for you. And you know what? It's a good thing I played that song, and I'll probably play it again on Thursday because it has a little something to do with my most memorable moment in Vegas. So we're going to talk about that Thursday when we're talking a little bullfighting Thursday right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. We got to let you know what our cowboy logic is today. Just to let you know, something to think about. The horse is a reflection of the rider's ability. Something. There's your cowboy logic for the day, brought to you by Making8.com. You've been tuning in to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure to check us out tomorrow as we're talking a little Roping Wednesday right here on Making8.com. Y'all take care and get a grip. We'll see you then.
Got bucked off and stalled in Albuquerque tonight. And all the money I let slip away is still on my mind. I hope I can make it up to Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't so sure, cause the bill's been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going out and drinking and hanging out with my friends. And this Sonny Leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on the cash for a good ride. Pandora's box lost the fight with Tater Porter tonight. And that Bull Kid Rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman finally wrote Blueberry Wine. So tonight
Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making8 is a winner.